بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continuing our classes in the upright and lofty and noble manners, and studying the narration of Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abi Dharr رضي الله عنهما. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to them, اتق الله حيث ما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها, and follow up a baddie with a good deed, it will wipe it out. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن, and deal with the people with good manners, treat the people with good manners. We have seen that this is the 18th hadith from the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi, and likewise we will be reading from some of the benefits that Al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab, he has mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to the explanation of this particular narration. And that is coming from his famous and beneficial work in the explanation of the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi, along with the additional hadith that he added, making them 50, in his work Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. Jami' al-Ulum with Hikam. And he mentioned this narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and then after this he mentioned the people of knowledge from the scholars of hadith who have narrated this narration, and he has verified that it is authentic. And likewise, the people of knowledge, they have agreed that this narration is authentic. And then after that, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that there are other narrations similar to this narration coming from the narrations of Mu'adh and likewise Abu Dharr radiallahu anhuma, from different chains and likewise different wordings, all entailing the same meanings like this. So he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ وَصَّى بِهَذِهِ الْوَسِيَّةِ مُعَاذًا وَأَبَا ذَرْ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ أُخَرٍ, that also it has been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this advice here, and the advice here of these three affairs that Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is commanding and he is advising Mu'adh and Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhuma, has come from other narrations as well. And from them, what is collected by Al-Bazar rahimahullahu ta'ala, and it is from the hadith of Mu'adh. And he mentions, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثه إلى قوم, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him to some people. فقال, and he said to him, يا رسول الله أوسني. And then Mu'adh رضي الله عنه, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awsini, yani give me a wasiya, yani give me some advice and direction, and order me with something that I can hold fast to, and order me with something beneficial I can hold fast to. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, qala afshi as-salam, afshi as-salam, spread the salam, wabdhul at-ta'am, and give food, yani meaning give it as charity, واستحي من الله استحياء رجل ذا هيبة من أهلك, and be shy from Allah, the shyness one has from a man who has honor and nobility and reverence, yani, in the hearts of the people from your family. Have shyness from Allah in this manner. Have shyness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, the same way one is shy from the noble people of his family, and how he would not like them to see him in a bad situation or acting in a manner that is not befitting, then likewise he should also not want to be seen by Allah Azza wa Jal in that manner. He should not want to be seen by Allah Azza wa Jal in that manner. So he says, وَاسْتَحْيِ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and be shy from Allah. اِسْتِحْيَا رَجُلٍ ذَا هَيْبَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, the way that you are afraid of a man who has honor and reverence and nobility that you respect from your family, and from a righteous individual, for example. And no doubt the people, they do not like the righteous and the pious people to see them doing actions of disobedience, or doing actions that are not befitting, or speaking in a manner that is not correct or praiseworthy, and the likes like this. And if that's the case, if a person, he is afraid, or he did not like the people to see him in that state, then he should even have more shyness and be even more cautious from the Lord of the people and the Creator of the people seeing him in that state. So then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا أَسَعْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ. And if you do bad, then do good. And if you do bad, then do good. وَلِيَحْسُنْ خُلُقُكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. And your manners should be good as much as you are able. And your manners, they must be good as much as you are able. So here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is advising Mu'adh with these affairs, but he is sending Mu'adh to some people. And it is Mu'adh radiallahu anhu who was asking for the admonishment. And he's asking for the advice and the wasiyah. And he's asking for the command and the beneficial speech that he can hold on to in this affair. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Afshi salam, spread the salam. Wabdhul at-ta'am. And give the food, meaning for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. And these two affairs here, it has been established likewise in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's encouraged that. And has come from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, anna rajulan sa'ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyu al-islami khayr. Then a man, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which part of Islam, or which characteristics of that Islam is the best, or from the best. Qala tut'imu at-ta'ama وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded that you feed the people food. تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, meaning that you give food as a charity to the people. That you buy the food and you cook it and you prepare it for the people and you give it to them as a charity. This is something that is from the sunnah, and this is a means of drawing love and between the believers, and this is a means of also obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that one, he will feed the believers and he will feed the people. He will prepare food for them. And he will prepare it in the best manner, and he will do that for the sake of Allah, and he will give it as a charity to the people so that they can eat it and enjoy it, hoping to bring good to them and happiness to them and the likes like this, and hoping that they enjoy that food and the likes, and doing this for the sake of Allah. And Allah, he mentioned about this, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. That Allah, he mentioned about the righteous and the pious and those who are near to him and those who have his aid and support and mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ. What do they say? They feed the people. They feed the people, but they say, we are only feeding you for the sake of Allah, seeking the face of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want any thanks from you. And we don't want any recompense from you. لا نريد منكم لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. And this is the way of the believers, and this is from the wasiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Mu'adh. So therefore, the believers, they will follow the sunnah, and they will spend their wealth in charity, and they will purchase food, and they will buy it in their and bring it to their homes and cook it in a good manner and give it as a charity. And this is something that is good and should be. It should be applied. And likewise, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. And that you give the salam. And you say, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ أو السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Or even better than that, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And you say it properly. And you give the salam like this, and the greeting of peace, and making supplication for peace and safety and security for one's brother or for one's sister in Islam, and for mercy and for blessing and increase in goodness. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Giving the salam to those whom you know and those whom you do not know. This is likewise from the good way, and from the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the best of that Islam. And many people today, they only give salam to those whom they know. And if they do not know the person, they will not give them salam, even though they know that that individual is a Muslim. And this is not correct. But rather, if a brother sees his Muslim brother, or a sister sees her Muslim sister, and it's clear that they're from the Muslims, then they will give them salam. They will give them salam, assalamu alaykum, in this manner, spreading the salam upon those, or to those whom one knows, and likewise to those whom one does not know. And so long as he's sure that person is a Muslim, he will give him salam. He will give him salam, and he would spread the salam and the greeting of peace and a supplication of peace and tranquility and safety and security and mercy and blessing and goodness. Alhamdulillah. This is the way of the believers. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned after that, and that you fear that, and that you are shy from Allah. And this issue here, inshallah, we'll discuss in a bit of detail in the classes to come. And it's beautiful how the author, he mentioned this narration first. And these are the narrations that are similar in wording or in meaning to the narration that we are studying, or the asl, the hadith, that is the asl in this discussion. And that is, it begins with the issue of fearing Allah wherever you may be. Here he doesn't mention that wording like that, fear Allah wherever you may be. But rather what is here, wastahi min Allah, and be shy from Allah. Be shy, have haya, have bashfulness, and have shyness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqwa an yustahya minhu min al-nas. Allah Azza wa Jal, he has more right than the people that one would be shy from him. And from the traits of the hypocrites is that يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ, that they are shy, or they're hiding from the people, but they don't hide from Allah. I mean, they hide their evil from the people, but they don't hide their evil from Allah. And He is with them, and He's with them by way of His knowledge. And He is observing them, and He is aware of them, and He hears them, and He sees them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer will be shy from Allah. And this narration mentioning here to be shy from Allah, the way that one is shy from somebody who he respects, and from his family, or from his people, from the righteous individuals. Some people, they have a haybah about them, and a reverence that one, whenever he sees him, he respects him and honors him. And he has a respectable fear for him. And it's not like he's afraid of him, but he holds that person in a high status. And he has respect for him and honor for him. No one would like that type of person to see them doing evil or doing injustice or speaking like to fools or ignorantly and the likes like this, or acting foolish or acting in a manner that is not befitting or committing actions of disobedience. One would be shy for that person to see them doing that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to be shy from Allah like this. So the way that you're shy from the people like that, be shy from Allah, and He can see you wherever you are. And you can't hide from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned similar, like in the narration here, that we have, وَإِذَا أَسَأْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ, and if you do bad, then do good. If you do an injustice, or you do something wrong, then do something good. Meaning, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do an action of goodness, it will remove that. Similar, like the narration that we have. And likewise, يَنِي إِذَا أَسَأْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ, also, if you do something bad with regards to the rights of the people, if you violate the rights of the people, or you make a mistake with regards to a person or an individual, then likewise, fa'ahsin, then do good, then do good. And you fix that. Fix that injustice or that wrongdoing or that issue that was not correct or that was wrong. Fix that by doing good to them. And from doing good to the people is to apologize to them. Is to apologize to them whenever one makes a mistake. And likewise, from the good of the people is that whenever someone makes a mistake and they apologize, is that they accept that apology. Is that they accept that apology. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلِيَحْسُنْ خُلُقُكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ, and your manners should be as good as much as you can. Make sure your manners are good as much as you can. So we see that this is very similar to the narration that we are studying in these classes here. So after this, the author, he mentioned another narration which is collected by At-Tabarani and Al-Hakim, and is from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, anna Mu'adh ibn Jabal arada safaran radiyallahu anhu, that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he was intending to travel. Faqala ya Rasulullah awsini, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, advise me or order me with some important and beneficial advice. قال اعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا. Here he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, worship Allah, meaning alone, and do not associate any partners with Him. Worship Allah, meaning alone, and do not associate any partners with Him. And this is very important to gather between these wordings. And although the wordings are different, but the meanings are the same. And likewise, we understand in more detail by gathering the narrations like this. So in the hadith that we are studying, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. And with regards to this meeting here, in the previous narration, he said, استحي من الله. استحياء رجل ذا هيبة من أهلك. To be shy from Allah, in that manner that was mentioned. And here in this narration, likewise, or in this wording here, he didn't mention about the taqwa of Allah, but rather, اُعْبُدِ اللَّهِ, to worship Allah. وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا, do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. So therefore, we can see from this that the reality of a taqwa is to be shy from Allah. The reality of a taqwa and sincere piety and devotion and worship is to be shy from Allah. And likewise, from the second narration here, we see that the reality of a taqwa also is to worship Allah and to not associate any partners with him whatsoever. To worship Allah alone, with no partners whatsoever. اُعْبُدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ زِدْنِي. And then Mu'adh رضي الله عنه, now he says, O Messenger of Allah, give me more. زِدْنِي, and increase me. Give me more, and need more advice. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أسأت فأحسن. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, if you do something bad, then do something good. And if you do an injustice, then do good. And you follow up that bad deed with a good deed, as mentioned in the narration. تمحوها, it will erase it. قال يا رسول الله زدني. After this, Mu'adh again, he said, رضي الله عنه, O Messenger of Allah, give me more, increase me, and give me more advice and admonishment. And admonishment. Give me more advice and admonishment. So then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala istaqim wal tuhsin khuluqaka. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be steadfast, be upright, and make your manners good, and have good manners, and rectify your manners and your conduct. Yani, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, he said, ubudillah. وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. And the narration that we have, اتَّقِ لَهَا حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. So the reality of a taqwa, wherever one is that he will worship Allah alone. And he will make his intention purely and solely for Allah alone, hoping for the reward and the mercy and the promise of Allah alone, not the pleasure of the people. And not to turn the faces of the people to him, but rather he is doing his deeds for the face of Allah. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ. اُعْبُدِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. Not in major shirk and not in minor shirk. Not in the intention, in riya, wanting to be heard or wanting to be seen, sum'ah, and the likes like this, but rather do it sincerely for the sake of Allah. Not wanting the dunya, and not wanting praise, and not wanting status, and not wanting rank, and not wanting money, and not wanting wealth, and not wanting position, not wanting anything from the people whatsoever with the deeds of the hereafter, but rather do them for the sake of Allah. This is the reality of a taqwa, and this is how one will fear Allah wherever he may be. First and foremost, with his heart and with his intention, that he will intend the face of Allah, and that he will intend the pleasure of Allah with his deeds, and rather with his life. With his life, that he will intend the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will live and that he will die, and that his life and that his death will be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a similar statement. وَإِذَا أَسَعْتَ فَأَحْسَن. And whenever you do bad, yani this is something that's going to come. Yani that you're going to make a mistake. You're going to do bad. You're going to fall short. And with regards to these affairs, with regards to a taqwa, you're going to fall short. With regards to having shyness from Allah Azza wa Jal, then you're going to fall short. So what do you do? إِذَا أَسَعْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ. And if you do something that is bad, or you commit an injustice, or you do something that is wrong, or you sin, then you follow that up with a good deed. O Messenger of Allah, increase me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he says, استقيم. Be steadfast. And he be steadfast upon the worship of Allah alone with no partners. Be steadfast upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be steadfast upon complying to the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions, sincerely for the sake of Allah and hoping for his pleasure and hoping for his reward. Be steadfast upon the straight path and the path of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istaqim. Istaqim. Be steadfast. Be upright. Have al-istiqamah. So likewise we see al-istiqamah, this is in reality a taqwa. And there is no istiqamah without a taqwa. Somebody who does not have taqwa, he is not upon steadfastness upon the straight path. And likewise, the one who is not worshipping Allah alone with no partners, he does not have taqwa, and he is not making al-istiqamah. So therefore, to have al-istiqamah, a person, he has to worship Allah alone. And in order to do that, he must strive to perfect his religion and his deen and his manners and his conduct, and that is by fulfilling the commandments and complying to them, hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal alone, with light and knowledge, performing them with insight and upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and leaving off the prohibitions entirely. And in this manner, a person, he can be upright. Istaqim, be upright and steadfast upon that. Wal tuhsin khuluqak, and rectify your manners, and correct your manners, and make your manners good. So we see here again that the reality of the manners is very important. That a person, he will worship Allah alone with no partners, and he will correct his intention in his niyyah, and whenever he falls short, he will seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will strive to do good, to rectify that, and he will strive to stand upon that path, and be steadfast upon that path day in and day out. And from that is that he also must rectify his manners. That he must rectify his manners. Naam. It's been mentioned from Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullahu ta'ala that he said that he used to think that the problem of the ummah was in aqidah only. And then after examining the affair of the youth and of the people, he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala that he found out that actually the affair or the calamity and the major problem that is affecting the ummah today is the aqidah and likewise the manners. The aqidah and likewise the manners. Some of the people, they learn the proper creed and they have the knowledge of that, but they do not rectify their self and they do not apply that knowledge properly, and they are not away upon the way of the Salaf truly, inwardly and outwardly, although their tongues they claim that. Although their tongues they claim that. To be upon the way of the Salaf is much more than just claims, but rather it is a way of life. It is a deen that one he worships Allah with in public and in private, in his conduct and his manners. And it's the way that one carries himself, the way that one holds himself, and the way that one will move, and he will base his judgments based upon the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf, based upon Qawaid and Usul. This is how he will rectify himself, his creed, Naam, first and foremost. But after that, likewise, his manners and his etiquettes, and the way that he deals with the people. And the way that he deals with the people. After this, also the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions other narrations that are similar to this wording here, but from the narrations of Abi Dharr. And inshallah, we continue in the classes to come. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.